Hello, and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion. We're back after a long hiatus, which is not my fault.
It's your fault!
Not my fault.
It's your fault. It's not her fault.
Yeah. Chris and I are moving. I already moved.
She moved like 3 months ago.
Yes, but Kristen's condo has not come through yet.
We're still waiting for closing, and I swear to God I'm going to kill someone if it doesn't happen this month. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I hope that murder victim is not me.
For no reason. You have nothing to do with the delay, but she will die.
So, her condo would be right, like, in the same
She's pointing
complex.
At it, but you can't see.
Yeah, you can't see it.
My condo's right outside, like, the window of her apartment.
Yeah, so we would be super close. And recording...
We're super lazy.
Yes.
The only way we record is if we're super close.
It's true. So, but we have guested on another episode of Major Spoilers, which I will put up a link to that. And we were just talking about recent developments in the Legion. Just not that much.
Even that was a while ago now.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago now.
Yeah. And I also guested on another episode of Two True Freaks, where I was talking about Star Trek.
I wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
Because, again, I'm lazy, and I live away from here.
And she's slightly less nerdy than I am.
Slightly.
But you like Star Trek, though, yeah.
You could have. 100%. Kept up with it, but yes. I didn't feel like getting in my car.
Yes.
So okay. I'm very sorry to True Freaks that I did not care.
That's right, you're sorry.
You're sorry.
Your mom. So we've lost all sense of humor.
I'm filled with hate until I move.
And then she'll be filled with slightly less hate.
Perhaps.
This issue is Adventure Comics 305. It's the same issue as last time. Because there were two stories in last issue. You didn't know that, did you? No, you didn't. Except I probably told you. This is also February 1963, because it's the same issue.
Oh, my God.
They gave us two Legion stories for the price of one.
So it was a beautiful year, that year.
Beautiful month.
Whatever. Beautiful month, that year.
The artist is John Forte, which I did not write down. But
good remember.
My... The writer was Jerry Siegel, and this is an awesome story. It's called Tales of the Legion of Superheroes, and it's The Secret of the Mystery Legionnaire.
Wah, wah, wah.
So it's a mystery story, kids. You're going to have to try and figure it out.
It's going to be really hard to figure out, too.
It might be.
Super hard.
Because their mysteries usually don't make sense, so even
Yeah. You would have no way to figure it out.
Yes.
Because it doesn't make sense when it's revealed.
Yes.
This is one of those.
It's pretty awesome. Okay. You want to read that first splash page thing?
Sure. It says, each and every member of the Legion of Superheroes has at least one astounding superpower. One day, however, along comes a youth who is not only as mighty as Superboy and Mon-El, but is invulnerable to both kryptonite and lead. We defy you to solve the secret of the mystery Legionnaire.
And the Legionnaires are watching a screen with like a bunch of monsters on it. And this dude, this lone dude, dressed in a horrible, horrible outfit.
It's like, the outfit is... It's like, I almost like the outfit, but it's the ugliest colors.
He kind of looks like he's wearing a sweater from, like, back in the day when you were a college guy, and you're gonna go play football.
Except he's got, like, an awesome belt on. Yeah. It's, like, got a cool pattern. And then he's got, like, an M on his chest, and he's wearing little red tights and little red boots.
Little brown boots. Yes, okay. So he's fighting a bunch of monsters on a screen, and the screen is being... It's called the Space Monitor. And
I've got one of those.
The Legionnaires...
So space. And specifically this planet, by the way, because this is not space on here.
Yeah, I think they mean just, like, outer space, like, general,
it's
not
one of
magical the planet.
Magical future cameras that can just show them whatever they want.
Yes. And they've got a really long telescope.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is, if they ever draw it. And those monsters look ridiculous.
I think you mean awesome.
And Shrinking Violet, it's like, Marvelad, they're calling him Marvelad, by the way. Marvelad is so courageous, Cosmic Boy, he's not afraid to battle all the monsters of that alien planet, alone. And Cosmic Boy's like, he's brave, all right, yet, I can't get over the feeling there's something in his past he wants to hide.
Which, by the way, that That he feels that on the first page is never really makes sense.
Yes.
I don't know why he would have been feeling that.
He mentions it later, and then they just kind of...
He doesn't really have a reason to be feeling that he's hiding something in his past.
Okay, to be fair, usually these people that try out are hiding things.
He just assumes everyone is hiding something.
He must know that it's another issue.
I don't remember them... You know, quizzing, shrinking Violet on her past.
There's a lot of weird things that happen in this issue that are inconsistent.
It'll be amazing.
So, first, we are looking at this tomb, this Lightning Lad's tomb, which is extremely morbid and creepy.
And they just want to visit their dead friend.
Okay, it looks like a basement. First of all,
keep him.
It looks like a basement, like with like Frankenstein electricity, and then Snow White's coffin.
We've seen this box before. We got to see it in. Him and when he
died. I thought that was, like, his wake. I didn't realize they're going to keep him in there forever.
They like to keep him right next to his statue, maybe. Statues are just in the next room. So you can see Lightning Lad's statue, or you can see Lightning Lad's body.
Yeah.
Right there.
I don't know if they're saying that he's supposed to be in the clubhouse. They make it seem that way.
Yeah, he's in an ambiguous room.
Later, as they return to the clubhouse,
okay,
that could mean...
We're somewhere else.
Or someone's basement, where they're keeping him. There's, like, a sack of potatoes also stored down there. And, yeah, salted meats hanging from the ceiling. And Saturn Girl's crying because he died to sacrifice himself to save her. Oh. So she's not taking that very well. Kaz is comforting her with his manly pink body. And Sunboy is sad. He's just looking at her just
sad.
He misses his little friend. And so, statues...
Yeah, so they went... They're done,
second
they're,
panel,
they're
done, statues.
They're done staring at his grave.
Yeah.
And by grave, I mean his dead body.
Yeah.
They can't stare at his statue.
They don't bury him, just have him in the Snow White coffin.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go and they go stare at their statues, because they love their statues. Mm-hmm. And there's three statues. We have Lightning Lad, Monel, and Sunboy. And the people
I don't know why we're only seeing those three, by the way.
I don't know.
It's a very...
Like, there's like a weird gap right after Sunboy, too.
It's like, why is it such a weird view? Why is it only the three?
I don't know.
It's like, if they're in a room that has all the statues, I wish they'd have shown just a few more.
Yes.
I'm gonna get that feeling. But instead, it just looks like they have a room with a dead Legionnaire, a trapped Legionnaire, and Sunboy, who's also right there with them.
Yes. I think they're kind of, like, trying to just put Sunboy there to give the idea, like, this is a room that has all the Legionnaires in it. Not just the dead ones or the missing ones.
But then it's like, but he's also right there, so it's just like a little bit weird.
So I bet there was like a big fight over
who would be there,
how to lay out this panel. Because they also have to keep the statues really big because they want the readers to be able to read the placards.
Yes. These placards are wonderful.
So Lightning Lad, he has a hand on his hip, and it says, "In memory of Lightning Lad, the first Legionnaire to perish in action."
By the way, that's not what I want on my memorable, like, memorial statue.
I'm sure they have other memorial statues.
But I'd like it to say something like,
"He will
die
be
his,
yes,
save us all," not, "This is the first dumbass to die in our group."
I'm sure they have seven other different memorial statues that they switch out.
I hope that they have a better little message on them.
And then there's Mon-El.
His has, like, a book on it.
Yeah.
Like, a paragraph.
Let me read you what's on his just on the placard. He must remain in the... Oh, it doesn't say the Phantom Zone. This poor letterist. It's like, he must remain in Phantom Zone until permanent cure for his ailment is discovered.
Because there's a cure. It's
yes.
Not permanent.
And it's weirdly spaced, like... Part of it's, like, super close to the edge. God. And then, like, the discovered is, like, off to the side.
Yeah. Sunboy's just says super radiance.
Yeah, that's all Sunboy says. Paragraph, paragraph, super radiance. And then they're looking at the statues, and Sunboy's like, there'll never be another Legionnaire like Lightning Lad.
I didn't know Sunboy and him were so close.
Yeah. Then on the next panel... There's, like, a dude trying to replace Lightning Lad.
This is great. So, it says, shortly, as a few youths who claim to possess superpowers arrive, and so there's three guys, Our brown-suited friend from the first page.
Yes.
By the way, he might be involved in more of the story. Some dude with, like, weird pointy crazy ears. And some dude who looks kind of looks like a douche in a cape with a lightning bolt going across his middle. And the lightning bolt guy's talking. He's like, now the lightning lad is dead. Isn't there an opening for someone to take his place in the Legion? Man.
Insensitive.
Really insensitive.
But what Kaz says back is like, yes.
Like, that was my friend!
Because, like, yes, yeah, step outside, all of you, and demonstrate your fantastic abilities.
Because his physics is really cute in that panel.
Yeah.
He should be crying, but yeah. He's just perfectly alright with
it. He's like, yeah, actually, we do need a lightning guy. A space just opened up! And applicant number one, the first guy to go. That guy's not going to go first, even though he spoke first.
Yeah.
And he's...
It's like crazy ear guys.
Crazy ear. He's doesn't have just pointy ears. They're like...
They're like crazy ears. The best.
Look like diseased it. Ears.
They do. It looks like there's something wrong with them.
Like fungus growing out of them.
Yeah,
ears.
They look like fungus.
Okay, his name is Antenna Boy. Mm-hmm. And he says, I... Oh, maybe it's an antennae boy, now that I look at it. Antennae boy.
Sure, you'd like
it's
to say.
Plural. Okay. I, antennae boy, can pick up radio broadcasts from stations anywhere on Earth, whether they originate in the present, past, or future. What?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. But considering what we're reading,
yeah.
Let's move along.
Yeah.
And
listen.
He's like, listen. And then there's a bunch of different things on his... Oh, God, his face is so stupid looking.
Yeah, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
Like his one ear, eyes a little squinty. Yeah. But, so there's all these, like... We're seeing a close-up of his head, and we're seeing what's supposed to be all the little radio signals he's picking up coming from him. So it's like, newsflash, Japan surrendered today with withdrawing from World War II. And it's like, everybody doing the twist. And vacation on Venus, only $100,000. Can you do that in...
Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe it's in the future of the future.
And then another song, which I won't sing.
He's Three-Eyed Sam from the planet Wham.
Does that have that song?
Yes.
And you see Cosmic Boy's head right next to his head, and he's holding his ears and looking super upset. He's like, turn off that noise, it's ear-splitting. So
apparently it's very loud. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't stop it, even though he wasn't doing it a second before. So,
it's
confusing.
He says, I don't know how to control this power perfectly.
Maybe.
So he can shut it off, just maybe it takes a little while. He can't control it very well. He can't control it on demand under the stressful gaze of Cosmic Boy hating his power.
And Cosmic Boy's like, eliminated! Next, please. And, like, why would they... It's not... That power's useless anyways, right? What would they need it for? They've got a machine that already stalks Superboy.
A machine that just, like, sees anywhere, whenever.
Yes.
A planet in time, whatever.
I guess it only does see into the past or the present. I guess.
It doesn't see into the future.
It doesn't listen into the future.
I bet it could.
Yeah.
I bet if they ever require it to do
yes.
that, it'll do that.
I'm sure that will happen. If Quirrell just, like, sat down and turned a dial.
Yeah, now's the future, space monitor.
Thanks, Quirrell. Now back to our story. So, that guy's eliminated. The next
this person is trying out.
The
lightning douche
yeah.
from a moment before.
He says that his name is not Lightning Douche, but Dynamo Kid.
I wish it had been Lightning Douche.
That would have been good. I possess the power of super lightning, just like as Lightning Lad did. Shall I demonstrate?
Okay.
And Cosmic really Boy's like, please do. And Saturn Girl's like, he's a human dynamo. Electricity is crackling around his body.
Yeah, she's got a very shocked face.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's got, this guy has got, like, little yellow electricity rings.
That's
like,
cool looking.
Rings around him.
That's badass.
But does that mean no one can sit next to him, was all I was thinking?
Yes.
They'll just get killed?
Yeah. Okay. He didn't have them a second before. He's just showing off.
Oh, okay.
But, I think he should, I think they should make another character that's less of a douchebag that has lightning things going around them. Or just Lightning Lad when he...
Yeah, like, get those things.
Get those things. Okay.
Write a letter back in time and tell them...
I will.
To give those to Lightning Lad in the 60s.
So, in the future, they have signs that are attached to rockets that are just, like, flying through the sky. And the Daily Planet is still in print.
Oh.
Says the microfilm newspaper that brings you all the interplanetary news. And it's like a little ad. And he's like, I'm going to shoot that thing and show off my powers. And, hey, Lyle's there. Hey, he's suddenly there.
You're very excited.
Hey.
Hey, Invisible Kid.
In case you don't remember Lyle, Lyle is Invisible Kid, who has not given his name yet, but...
Oh, he has?
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, well, whatever. We love him.
Yes. Invisible Kid is wearing a yellow and green outfit, still sporting his fetching headband for no reason. Because he has short hair, there's no reason he should...
Maybe his head sweats a lot.
Because that's a side effect of his invisibility power.
And sweating.
So you might not have seen him on the previous panels because he was invisible.
I don't want to drive anymore. He's invisible.
So he says, "Great rings of Saturn," even though he's not from Saturn. "The sun was destroyed by lightning bolts from his body." Amazing. And Saturn Girl, meanwhile, is like, thinking, "I'm going to remove my wire cutter from my utility belt."
It's like, what, lady?
Yeah, what? Crazy?
Yeah, this will go somewhere, but all I was thinking was, why do you have wire cutters in your utility belt?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, it's a utility belt that's supposed to have things in it. I just don't think she'd have wire cutters.
What belt
also,
is she talking
about? What belt is she talking
yes.
about? She does have a tiny belt on, does not look like anything is in it.
Yeah, Batman could not put anything in there. It's literally just like...
A strip.
Yeah, a strip of black. Okay, so, but she gets wire cutters out of them somehow. And she's like, "Great feat, Dynamo Kid. You'll pay the damage cost for that sign, of course." Because I was thinking that, too.
Me too. Like, he destroyed their sign. Luckily, he's like, "Of course, I'm rich." That's very convenient.
Oh, good. Rich lad, you're in. And she says, "Now let's see you shatter something else." And she's, like, doing something kind of inside of his cape while his back is turned.
Yeah, he's, like, he's faced away, and there's some... You're seeing a little bit of something, and she's making a snip noise with the little wire cutters right next to him.
Yes. And he's like, "It's a cinch. Just watch. I'll blast a tree." And he's going to destroy their tree now.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Nothing happens." And Saturn Girl, like, pulls up his cape and is like, "Aha! Just as I thought. The wire I cut was connected to a powerful miniature hyper battery hidden under your cloak. Start explaining, hoaxster."
What if that had exploded, was all I was thinking.
Her thing?
She just cut a wire.
Yes.
Random.
Telepath.
She didn't know. She wasn't looking in his mind. I wish she had. Oh, this guy's a liar.
Yes.
Like, you guys couldn't see me.
Yes.
Put my hand in my head in my telepath gesture. But it's like, pointer finger, middle finger to temple is how you be a telepath.
Yeah.
So, that. She didn't do that at him. And then realized he was lying. She just, like, decided to cut a wire she saw. I'm just saying that wire could have done anything when she cut it.
Well, she doesn't explain. She just thought it was a thread. I'm going to fix his cape for him.
It's a little messy here. but nothing exploded, unfortunately.
And then he's like, "I'm a reporter. I wanted to write a scoop entitled, 'I was a super legionnaire for a week.'" What's a super legionnaire? And he's like, "My device's beam exploded a bomb hidden in the sign, and there was a similar bomb hidden in that tree." So he's just going to be able to explode things where he'd conveniently place bombs.
Yeah, really specifically only a sign in a tree.
And the others are kind of, like, concerned looking. Lyle looks pissed.
Yeah, he looks super pissed.
Invisible Kid
he's
looks
like,
angry.
Face.
He's like, "Well, your bomb's laid an egg. Get lost." Is that like a punk
bomb's
thing?
Laid an egg?
I don't know what that means.
Trying to be tough.
Your bombs laid an egg. What is that?
Bombs laid an egg.
Because the bombs didn't malfunction. It's like she cut a thing.
Well, laid an egg is like it fell flat.
Is that what that
but
means?
But it's just not a very clever... He's saying it with such a mean face like it's a very clever thing to say.
We need an old person on this podcast.
I'm 80.
Oh, that's right, you are. Old man
I'm
Kristen.
Not old enough for you
it's,
somehow?
It's not.
My
80-year-old. Before the next candidate can try out, Saturn Girl gets, like, an urgent distress call.
I didn't know how convenient that
was. I know. I was like, "Oh, are you kidding me?" She's like, "I must leave at once in my spacemobile." Spacemobile. Cool. I didn't know her car was called a spacemobile, but that's awesome. "I received a telepathic distress call from another world." And it's like, nobody says anything to her as she's leaving.
Nobody says bye or anything.
Yeah. Cause like, "Who are you and what's your superpower?" And this other guy is like...
This is the brown outfitted fellow.
The last guy. He's like, "Legionnaire Lemon is the name." That's a horrible, horrible name.
Yeah.
He's related to Liz Lemon.
Not from
And he's like, because...
I read that wrong,
God damn
too.
It.
So then the next panel, like, the word bubbles are placed just so that you'll read it in the wrong order.
Yes.
But you're supposed to read Bouncing Boy. Saying, "Why are you calling yourself a legionnaire when you aren't?" And the guy in brown is like,
shut up, fatty.
Yeah, he's like, shut up, fatty. No. Because I'm certain to become a member of your club. Superpowers? I've got a plenty of them. Look at this, for example, when he's flying around. And Shrinking Violet's like, great. Wait.
Canals.
Canals. I can't read. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not literate. Why am I in this podcast? The great canals of Mars. He's flying under his own power without an anti-gravity belt.
So Legionnaire Lemon, he's like, make yourself into a giant, Colossal Boy, and I'll exhibit another superpower. And Colossal Boy's like, okay. And he's thinking, what's he planning? And then this mystery Legionnaire is, like, picks up Colossal Boy, like, it's but like a giant him.
Really, like, funnily, too, like, really yeah. dopily. Like, he picks, like I'm Colossal Boy, and I'm just standing there with my arms crossed, and I'm just on my side.
Yes.
And he's holding me up. So it looks really like he's just been placed on top of him.
Yes.
Sideways.
And they put, like, wobbly lines around
wibbly.
Him.
Wibbly lines.
Yes.
I say wibbly. Also, by the way, I like Colossal Boy's outfit suddenly a lot more because he has little stars on his gloves that I didn't notice before.
Aww.
And that's cute.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a space cowboy.
He does. He looks like a spaceman.
Yeah. Well, he's from space, that's why.
No, but he specifically looks like a spaceman.
Cause it's like leaping rockets. Legionnaire Lemon is supporting Colossal Boy on his palm. What a fantastic super strength. Nobody but Superboy could be that powerful. I'll have to test him.
So technically, they're always like, no one but Superboy. There was a whole planet of people.
Yeah.
I know that the planet just, you know, blew up, but it's not impossible.
So he goes, now you know I'm also named Marvel Lad. You are?
He is now.
First he's like, I'm Legionnaire Lemon.
He was just saying his name is Lemon.
His name is Lemon.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, I would be Legionnaire Kristen.
But he says he's also named Marvel Lad.
My superhero name is Punch You in the Face.
But then it makes it sound like someone else named him Marvel Lad. There's no one else. You get what I'm saying? He didn't join.
He's called that. You don't know what he does in his local neighborhood.
All his friends.
Marvelous feats, and
that's
they
true.
Call him Marvel.
That's true. He comes from a universe with a man who dresses up like a spider.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And a man who dresses in a suit of iron.
There are X's on certain people.
Yes.
All over them.
There's a Canadian dude. Kazakh Boy is like, I'm going to test him as well. And he has like a gun. I thought he was going to just shoot him. I'm going to also test him.
What's so marvelous now? Shot.
Dead. It's a metal detector, apparently. He says, the metal detector reveals you aren't a robot. That's good. That's good. They started checking for that.
Check for robot.
Jesus
man.
Christ.
Check everyone who comes to the college. You're a robot.
Robot.
And you should check the members who are already in it.
Yes.
Daily.
Yes.
Sometimes they're robots.
Yes, you should. I like that he has, like, a portable one just on him.
Just in case.
So let me get this metal detector out. It's like, how do we know you're not Superboy in disguise and you come out of the past to play a prank on us? Also good. Also a good idea. They're learning. Good job, Cosmic Boy. And Marvel Lad's like, I'll disprove that immediately. I know you have a sample of kryptonite inside your clubhouse. I'll show you. It can't hurt me.
By the way, I like this panel because the Colossal Boy's shrinking down right next to him.
Yeah, it's adorable.
And usually they just cut away and you never see anybody again. So they actually see, like shrinking down Colossal Boy right there.
Cute. And I like how casually he's just going into the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm just going to here.
How
will you keep your stuff, by the way?
You better hope there's no, like, guard robots that'll shoot him.
Yeah.
And so, next panel, they're like, shortly inside the clubhouse lab. Mm-hmm. They're in a lab now, eh? There's another room to the clubhouse?
Yeah. And for some reason, we really like this issue for some reason. For some reason, this issue that takes place partially in the lab. Why would we like an issue partially in the laboratory? Who would be in the laboratory of the Legion's clubhouse?
Totally unconnected to the words that just came out of your mouth. Quill's in the background of this panel.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what he's doing? He's doing little lab stuff.
He's holding test tubes, pouring them into each other.
Has a little chemistry set. Just going to town on it.
He didn't even care about the story.
Yeah. There's a little box of kryptonite in his lab for no reason.
Yeah. There's a giant sign next to it that says, caution, this lead box contains green kryptonite used in kryptonite antidote experiments.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that he has to put that sign up because of his stupid, stupid, stupid teammates.
Don't eat this, don't lick this, don't go put it on Superboy. That's what the sign says.
Oh, it's supposed to be for Superboy. Krypton, that's his planet,
yeah,
right?
He loves this stuff, I think.
I'll give him a statue made out of this.
I'll make a smoothie out of it for him. He'll
this is his favorite color, green, right? And, Fatty, I mean...
Yeah, that's not his name. I don't appreciate... I'm just kidding, no, I do like calling him that.
Bouncing Boy It's like, great galaxies. We're getting a lot of cute exclamations in this issue.
You have a great galaxies.
Great galaxies. I like leaping rockets. Leaping rockets. Great galaxies. He told the truth. The kryptonite rays don't affect him. And then he's just, like, kind of holding it up to right to his face. Thank you. What if it did hurt him?
You could have tested it a little bit from further away.
It's like a bowling ball-sized rock. Just right into his face.
Head-sized.
Cancer immediately. He's like, note two, that the lead box doesn't hurt me either. And Brainiac 5 pops in.
The lead hurts Daxamite.
Yes. They're, like, just double...
Double check, because he can only be...
Two things.
Yes. Their understanding of the world, he can only be two things.
Yes. And, Brainiac 5 pops in. He's like, astounding! You have the powers of... I'm holding a fake test tube in my hand, because he's holding a fake test tube in his hand.
That's great. I like that.
He's holding a real test tube.
He's holding a real test tube. You're holding a fake test tube.
I'm holding a fake test tube.
You're holding thin air.
Astounding! You have the powers of both Superboy and his friend Mon-El, yet you're unharmed by kryptonite radiations, which can destroy... I can't read. It's like, oin?
Both of us are illiterate.
Which can destroy Superboy, or by lead radiations, which can kill Mon-El. That means you're greater than both of them. Then he starts touching him.
Is it correct? Brainiac 5. I like that he admitted that he's greater than both of them.
Yes.
I also like that knowing that lead can kill a Daxamite, yet suspecting he might be a Daxamite, all these people took him into the room with the lead box.
Just putting it right on his face.
One of these two things might kill you.
Yeah.
One might make you really sick, one might kill you. Let's put them right on.
Could you inhale this? Put a little bit in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's all a test. It's all it's science. Cosmic Boy is like, Brainiac 5 should know. He's so smart. He's been working on a serum which may cure Mon-El permanently of lead poisoning. At present, blah, blah, blah.
At present, Legionnaire Mon-El is imprisoned inside the Phantom Zone dimension, together with the Kryptonian outlaws who were placed there as punishment for their crimes.
They're going to repeat Mon-El's backstory like 7 more times.
I'll give you 3 guesses why, but we won't tell you if you're right.
Because we're an audiophile.
Yes. So feel free to tell us now. We can door the explorer pause for you.
Yes.
To talk to the people who can't hear you.
Yes.
And we won't tell you if you're right or not, though. So.
Who is the mystery legionnaire? Stare.
Deadeye stare. Okay.
That's right. Moving along.
That's you said. That's right.
That's right. And Cosmoboy's like, I must admit your prowess are impressive, Marvel lad. If you pass 3 initiation tests,
he'll become a member.
Yes.
He wants him to pass 3 initiation tests.
3.
Other people have gotten into this legion by simply doing something vaguely impressive.
Bouncing Boy, for example, drank something and then stopped a robber by hitting him.
Some people just had to, like... do almost pranks.
Yes.
You didn't have to, like... But he has to do, like, 3... He's already done very impressive things.
Yeah, those seemed like tests.
Already.
Yeah, like, he tested him with a metal detector. That's a test.
He flew. He picked up a giant.
Yes.
And now he has to do 3 tests.
It's not fair.
Yeah. So he says, give Brainiac 5 some more of that rare fluvium?
Fluvium.
He needs for his lead poisoning antidote experiment. There's, like, a big old picture of fluvium. Is that a screen, or does he have, like, a painting of fluvium in his lab?
Either things are possible.
You like, see a big... It might be a picture frame of a picture of it, or it might be a screen that's showing us it. But it says fluvium underneath it.
Looks like a rock.
Yeah,
it's a rock.
Some purple rock.
And
he's like, I'll be back in a flash with the fluvium.
Yes.
Indeed. Off-streaks Marvel Lad at dazzling speed, and mere minutes later, he's flying back, and they're standing outside the clubhouse again. He's like, here you are, I found it in a distant galaxy. And Shrinking Violet, for some reason, is very thoughtful and talkative in this whole issue.
Yes.
Which I don't mind, because she hasn't said much, and I like Shrinking Violet.
Yes.
She's like, what super speed? He must be wearing a costume that can't be destroyed by friction with the air. Which is not what I would have thought when someone came flying out of space with a rock really fast.
How did your clothes stay on you? Like, oh my god!
He flew with a rock, oh my god, stronger than Superboy. That's what I would have been
yes.
thinking.
And
he's very level-headed, I guess.
So they go to look at the space monitor, and it's a tinier version, I guess. Or something.
Yes, completely different screen.
Yes. Cosmic Boy says, your second initiation test is a toughie. See that weird creature about to race into our sun? He's a sun eater. How would you do something about this?
If he wasn't there.
Yes. you know, without this guy that's trying out that you suspect of being like a murderer.
Or something. Yes.
He's like, you see that guy out there? That's like, it looks like a giant green gorilla.
He does.
And he's in space eater. A sun eater.
Which I had no idea that this is what the first sun eater looked like.
That's cute. See, the sun eater reappears in lots of other different versions of the Legion. And it's cool.
Yes.
But in this version, he's a gorilla.
He is he's like kind of green and kind of furry, back wind blowing away from sun.
Yes.
And maybe he looks like, maybe he's a little bit on fire in my coloring.
Yeah.
Yours, he just looks like he's backlit.
Just looks like he's green. And
this is like he's hot. Like, yeah. You know, when they show something is hot.
Yeah, in yours, he looks like he's on fire and glowing.
Yes.
In mine, he just looks like a green gorilla really intently going for the sun. So he's like, stop this sun eater before it eats our sun. You know, a sun, like, if they eat the sun, it destroys all life in the galaxy. In, like, not the galaxy, the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
How about you care a little bit more?
Why is this an afterthought to somebody trying out?
Yeah. So,
like, I have a hunch what you're leading up to. Because he wants him to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go in there. And, like, we can't do it because we will be killed by fire.
Yeah.
And the sun. Why did they say sun boy?
I didn't have the song I was reading it the first time, but as soon as you verbalized the sun part of that...
I did too, yes.
It was like, oh wait, you have a... I guess, aside from... Would the sun eater just eat sun boy?
Oh, maybe that's why.
I'll pretend that that's
we'll pretend thinking. They
because
thought about it.
Aside from the being able to make the sun energy likeness, he's just a dude.
Yeah.
He'd be going in there to fight a gorilla. Well, he could go in there to fight him. I think he might lose a fight.
And he, like, throwing lots of pies at that guy, I guess. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You wouldn't want to, like, throw edible lad at him. Okay. So,
it was just in my stomach laughing.
So, Marvel lad is like, my x-ray vision reveals the creature. He's in the sun already. And he's like, my x-ray vision.
Oh, by the way, I like the previous panel. Because on the panel before this panel, I saw that gorilla sun eater jumping at the sun. And then but in this panel, did you see him, like, is it just his feet? Because he's, like, dived into the sun.
And his, like, butt sticking out of it.
He's really looking to me. I like that panel.
He's like, my x-ray vision reveals the creature's beginning to consume some of the sun's interior. What a cosmic appetite. I'll join him. It sounds like he's going to join him in eating.
And that's how Marvel-Ed destroyed the sun.
He got hungry. Turns out he was also a sun eater. I wish. That'd be awesome.
Twist.
It's the M. Night Shyamalan version. And, so the Sun Eater and Marvel-Ed are just, like, fighting.
No matter what they do, it's, like, cute, because the Sun Eater's kind of cute.
Yes.
It's, like, the Sun Eater's eating some of the sun, and it's, like, it looks like it's holding a fiery apple.
Yeah, it's so adorable.
And then they're kind of wrestling, and it also looks cute.
And, Shrieking Violet question?
That's fine.
Okay. She's, like, our space monitor reveals Marvel-Ed is inside the sun. Oh, the Sun Eater's grabbed hold of him. And, Chuck is like, the boy hasn't a chance. Like, Bouncing Boy does not believe in Marvel-Ed. But Marvel-Ed just, like, uses his heat
vision. This all makes sense.
Okay, yeah, this is really bad. He uses heat vision.
To the nth degree.
To the nth degree.
Gives him a super hot foot.
They are inside of a sun.
So does that mean his heat vision is hotter than the sun?
I can't. That's stupid. No, that's dumb.
So this is instance afterwards, and we see the sun eater, like, flying out of the sun and being upset, and his foot is, like, throbbing. And Marvel Lad's like, ha ha ha, look at him go. Since they made things too hot for his taste, he's speeding off in search of a cooler sun. I doubt if he'll ever pester this solar system again. Say what? He hot-footed the guy out of the sun.
He eats suns! His name is Sun Eater!
He somehow made it hotter than the sun.
That's dumb. He should have ice-breathed him or something. I don't know. Something.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make sense. If he can make his heat hotter than the sun, he should be able... Well... So think about it.
Moving along. This makes no sense. And he goes back and he's like...
As the cocky youth returns to Earth... I just wanted to say he's a cocky. I'm sorry.
How'd I do? Great, eh? And he's also Canadian. There's a hint to his identity.
That was not
which character is Canadian? And Cosmo was like, excellent. Modesty isn't one of your virtues, though.
I like that he said it.
It's cute. For the second test, fly to this planet of weird monsters and make it safe for space pilots to land there when necessary. And then Marvelette should have been like, I guess you're not very politically correct towards monsters, are you?
So these are weird. These weird monsters. They're not weird if they're from that planet. Yeah. That's what they're supposed to look like.
Cosmo Boy's like, all these weird people, you can control metal.
You're from not the planet you're on, weird metal boy.
He's like wearing pink.
Pink and balls.
Pink with little balls.
Cosmo Boy.
Oh, Cos. And Marvelette goes to that planet. He's like, the Legionnaires said they don't dare tackle this job themselves because the creatures' bodies appear armed with strange defense rays developed by evolution. That's cute. So they threw in some science there for you.
Yeah, so it looks like these monsters are, like, shooting. One's shooting stuff out of its eyes, one's shooting stuff out of its antennas, and the other one just has its mouth open.
It's like, bleh.
Bleh. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That look kind of like dragon dinosaurs. Yeah. Cartoon things.
Yeah.
And, here come the monsters on the run. Here come the monsters on the run. Am I worried? No.
And so we see, this will be slightly confusing. So while he's landing, you see, like, the three monsters, and you also see this big blue machine. And in the next panel, he's, like, setting down on the planet between the monsters, and they're running at him, and he's staring at this big blue machine. And all I was thinking was, what's that big blue machine?
Yeah.
Which everyone should have been thinking who's ever looked at these three monsters.
No, pay attention. No, don't pay attention to that big machine over in the corner.
It's really big. It's, like, bigger than the monsters.
Yeah. On this planet with monsters which can't possibly use the machine.
Yeah. So then it just cuts away. And it's, like, a little later, as the invulnerable boy returns to our planet, he's, like, deed accomplished. As the monitor reveals, the creatures aren't on Brog anymore. Can I join the Legion now? And Kyle's just making a super not happy face. Like, I'm afraid not. You see, it's against our code to destroy life, even monsters.
Okay, even monsters. Remember this, children. Remember, even monsters. Even monsters. Later, I will refer to this issue and this story.
Killed a bunch of monsters?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Didn't,
I feel like they're killing monsters, like, all the time.
Didn't Supergirl, like, kill, like, that negative thing?
Maybe.
Bird creature space thing.
And what were they expecting to go do with the Sun Eater? Because they didn't know he was going to hot foot him out of there. Were they going to not kill that if they had no other one? But anyway.
Anyways.
Then you're disqualified for having killed those creatures. Sorry, friend. And Marvel Lad's like, ha ha ha. That's how he laughs to me. Ha ha ha.
He has his, like, hands on his hips, too.
Who did any killing? Not me, pal.
Oh my God.
He's super amused. When I landed on Brog, my x-ray vision revealed something to me. And you see him back on Brog, and he's flying and punching that blue machine. He's like, this machine is a 3D projector. Aha! Just as I suspected. As I'm smashing it, the creatures are vanishing. They're nothing but three-dimensional pictures. So he did what the Legion should have easily been able to do, which was spot the giant blue machine that was actually projecting.
That's why it's a test, Kristen. A test that they didn't really get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even send him to, like, go do testy things. They sent him to go do a bunch of stuff they weren't incapable of doing.
They sent him to kill all the monsters on this planet.
And then got mad at him for killing them.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't kill them.
But if he had, like, gone killing all those animals on their say-so, they would still be responsible, at least partially.
Yeah, they sent him there to go do it.
Yes. He didn't know that's in your code, your secret code.
Yeah, the code for the club he's not in yet.
Code for the mass murder of a planet of animals. Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, and he's like, my X-ray vision also discovered treasures from other worlds hidden beneath the projector. My theory is that the space pirates hid their loot there, together with the projector that frightened off space pirates with 3D pictorial illusions of monsters. That's how they protected their booty.
So they used to be,
like, lifting up the projector, and there's a bunch of, like...
So there used to be pirates that used place to hide their stuff. And they were using a giant machine that was not concealed at all to make 3D projections of monsters.
And they hid their stuff underneath that giant machine. Really obvious projector.
Classy. And he's like, well, all you got to do now is notify the space police about the pirate scheme so the police can recover the loot. So, well, am I in quotation marks? Mm-hmm. And Kazakh Toy says, almost.
I was like, what? By this point, shouldn't you just say yes?
That's three. That's three things.
Three or was it two?
That's three. Go get the stuff, kill the Sun Eater, rid that planet full of crap.
He's like, one more thing. I need you to pass seven more tests.
That's a lot of tests they're having.
Okay, well, what he says here is that, because while he was in there, even though you only saw two other applicants.
Yeah, some bigger guy and douche lightning.
Yeah, which were already disqualified. He says that while you were going to do all that stuff, there are other applicants.
Wait, by the way, how did they not, like, see what he did on that planet? The space monitor is, like, showing that spot the monsters were, but somehow they missed the part where he didn't kill the monsters.
Maybe he did it super fast. And there's no dead bodies laying around. I don't know.
It's like, look, they're watching the monsters here.
He changes
his channel. He goes there and comes back and the monitor is still showing.
Some boy, like, bursts into the room and is like, my stories are on, and then he changes them.
Soap operas.
It's like, and I was like, oh, right, the stories.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, anyway.
Don't worry about it.
So he was saying, while he was doing that, they were testing other applicants.
And so, like, some other applicants apparently also passed their crazy tests.
They also came up and said Lightning Lad's dead. That means you got a space available.
Yeah.
And did some weird tests.
So, he says, while you've been performing your initiation feats, we've been testing other applicants. If you could create a new element which doesn't... If you can create a new element which doesn't already exist on Earth, you'll win out over the others. He's like... Okay.
I'd be like, what?
No! Are you a scientist?
My power is to be strong and fast so far.
I bet Bouncing Boy can't do that. Sun Boy can't do that. Cosmic Boy can't do that.
Cosmic Boy can't do it, but he's asking him to do it.
I don't think anyone can do that except for Brainiac 5, who's a crazy genius. So he's like, okay.
He's like, bring me some gold, silver, and iron.
And so he kind of basically chops them up with his little hands and then spooshes them back together. He's like, look, I made a new thing.
He smushed them all together into a brown square.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not how you make a new thing.
You know, are you a scientist? I think that's not what you went to school for.
I think I know enough about science to know that you don't take three existing elements and push them together to make another element.
Maybe that's exactly, you just don't know. I don't know. That's advanced science. He's very smart.
Advanced science.
Advanced science is when you do that.
That's just like cheating. That's just like...
That's like taking a milkshake.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, maybe you're much...
That's like saying, like, computer is a new element.
Computer is a new element.
Yeah.
Hey, this will do something awesome.
Okay, so... he spooshed them together, and he arranged their molecules so that... He made something called Element 152.
They're being really scientific. So swiftly, while concentrating mightily, I super rubbed the block, thus rearranging its molecules so that element number 152 is created, an element which never before existed on this planet. You see, the atomic weight of gold is 79, silver is 47, and iron is 26. Add them up together, and the total is 152, a new element. Ta-da!
I want to check that math.
I want to check that that's how you do that.
Oh, floating things? Yeah. You make them...
I don't know. So they're like, look, element number 152 is an anti-gravity metal which floats. Is it a bird? Is it a helium-filled balloon? No, it's element number 152. And he, like, tosses the little block up and it, like, floats out the window.
He's incredibly chipper and makes lots of jokes, this Marvel lad. He's marvelous.
Yes, and Shrinky Violet's like, gasp, it's soaring out through the window.
Nothing is targeting this thing. It's just kind of floating. It's also sentient. He made new life, by the way.
Yeah.
This floating, crazy
rock. It's flying up into outer space and it's on the monitor. So
yes.
It's going.
There's no reason it's floating in
later,
outer space.
Later, it rockets into a planet and kills all the life there.
And Cosmo was like, superb. Well, you passed all our initiation tests, thank God. Marvel lad, we'll induct you into our club tomorrow, how did you get your marvelous abilities? And he's like, I'll tell you tomorrow. Bye now. He just, like, runs away.
Oh.
And the next day, he didn't show... Does he have a gun holster? Kaz?
He's got a giant belt pocket on all of a sudden.
That is a gun holster.
Is he gonna get something out of that? Oh, it is a gun holster.
Wow.
He's not wearing it, like... In the other page.
He's not.
But from that point on, he's wearing it. Oh, wait. Okay, there's a reason.
Okay. Is there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's silly.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, he's late. Will he show up at all? And Shrinky Vi's like, maybe not. Perhaps he's got some dark secret in his past. Could that be why? They're just making up shit about this guy.
Could that be why he didn't want to tell us his origins? Maybe he just had to go.
Yeah.
Maybe, but what if he had to go pick up his little sister?
Yeah.
What if the grocery store was going to close by his house?
Yes. Maybe he has a drug addiction.
Maybe he has a drug addiction.
And, comes and was like, forget him. I guess you better forget.
Yes, and as time drags on, so they're like waiting forever, I guess. It could have been 5 minutes.
It says, as time drags on, that can mean anything with these people. He says, Kazuboy says, I guess we'd better forget about him and continue with our regular business. He's about to walk away, but then Marvelette appears, and Bouncy Boy's like, wait, here he is now. He's like, sorry I'm late. I visited the planet Daxum longer than I intended. And Cosboy's like, Daxum? By the great red spot of Jupiter. That's the home planet of someone who already belongs to the Legion. Marvelad, is it possible you're... ... And Marvelad pulls off his face. And he's like...
Open masks just look like your face.
It's
just
creepy.
He's pulling off another head is what it looks like.
Yeah, I've never worn a mask that looks like an actual human face that would trick anyone.
Yeah. I hope it didn't. It looked really bad and fake.
They can't tell because they're aliens.
Guy's kind of ugly.
So Marvelad pulls off his face, and guess who it is? Guess.
Guess. You guys guess again. Can you
Stare.
Guess? Can you figure it out now? Who's already in the Legion from Daxum? And they've mentioned like 17 times in the story already.
That's right. Huh? It's Mon-El.
Oh my god.
You've guessed it. Off of my disguising plastic mask and wig. The wig and the mask are one thing. It's just extra creepy.
Yeah.
And,
this is the best.
Shrinky Violet's like, it's Mon-El. Like, yes.
Yeah.
And then
the only part we care about.
Brave Five is appearing in the background of this panel. He has his little hands on his hips, and he is watching on approvingly. And then the next panel, he's like, I knew it all the time! Ha-ha! His fictitious name, Lemon, it's Mon-El, spelled in an anagram. Get it?
He's like laughing so hard.
He thinks this is the funniest thing in the world.
Anagrams.
He loves them. And I'm sure that he just sits around all day making anagrams of everyone's names and has little diagrams. Like, look, Cosmopoid, this is what your name is in this anagram. Look at this. This is beautiful.
Nobody ever cares.
Anagram. Only in English, which none of us are speaking. Violet's like, you're right, but what's this all about? I thought Mon-El could only come out of the Phantom Zone for very short periods of time, because we already said it like 700 times. lest he be desperately ill.
I like desperately ill.
Desperately ill from exposure to lead. Mon-El's like, that was true, until yesterday, when Brainiac 5 secretly released me from the Phantom Zone and gave me an antidote serum he'd perfected. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Brainiac 5 didn't know because of the anagram. He knew
because he let him out,
and Mon-El told him what he was going to do.
He's saying, "I knew it all the time." Like he knew it all the time.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny because he probably made up his name.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
He sits in his lab all day because he's bored.
And Kaz is like, "You better explain, Mon-El. We're all dying of curiosity."
He looks so stunned.
He's like, "Oh my god!
Oh my god!
This is the most surprising thing that's ever happened, except for yesterday when this kind of happened."
We were very surprised yesterday by all of this.
Quirrell's like, no. There's like a flashback, Mon-El speaking. After Brainiac 5 gave me the serum, and Brainiac 5's talking in his little memory, until we test the serum, we better keep silent about this experiment. And so they don't want to tell anyone that because they want to get up their hopes.
Yeah,
because
if you suffer no poisoning ill effects from exposure to lead for a full day, we'll know the serum is a success.
That's not a good way to test it.
Tell the others.
Not a good way. What if it gives him cancer? You can't test anything like that for a day.
Totally can. This way, we'll avoid raising false hopes amongst the others if the serum fails to cure you permanently, like the others we've tried. They'd be very disappointed. Buddy, I don't know if in this scenario, the people I'd be worried about are the feelings of everyone else on the team.
Yeah.
I'd be worried about the feelings of the boy who's been trapped in the Phantom Zone for 1,000 years.
I'd be worried that you gave him experimental serum which could give out at any moment, and then he's going on all these crazy initiation tests. I'd be worried about that. So, as Mon-El finishes his tale.
Yeah, Mon-El just totally agrees with him because he's too nice.
It's like, awesome. Oh, he says, I'm going to go have some fun and apply.
Since I'm out, I'm going to mess with them.
Yes.
Oh, you really are part of the Legion, Mon-El.
Because it's weird because, the other time we've seen him, he's been, super cute and nice and polite.
It's been 1,000 years.
Yeah. 1,000 years stuck with all these weirdos.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now that I'm out, I'm going to be awesome and confident and live it up, I guess.
Live it up in what is possibly my short time.
Make fun of everyone and trick everyone.
Be really cocky about it all.
And he says, the experimental 24 hours are up, and I feel great. See, this piece of lead doesn't hurt me in the least. I can remain in the material world permanently until the writers don't want him to. And Cosmo was like, great. And Bouncy was like, terrific. I'll bet you never want to see the Phantom Zone again. He's like, no, actually, I want to go back in there just for a second.
He wants to go in there for 10 minutes.
Yes.
And he takes off his ugly brown outfit, and he's wearing, by the way, he takes off the brown outfit, and he's just like dressed like Mon-El with the cape and everything. He didn't have a cape on a minute ago.
Yes. Awesome.
It's all right, because I liked Mon-El's outfit better.
And Cos also thinks it's all right, because he says, all right.
Yes, yeah, so he got the gun. That's yes. Why he's wearing a holster.
What? Really?
That's the gun. He's
how do you know?
The Phantom Zone projector. It's the only other reason he could have that gun holster suddenly. Because he doesn't have it 2 pages ago. He only has it, like, this next day that they've been waiting for him. He has a holster on. And then the only gun involved is the Phantom Zone projector gun.
Maybe he just picked it up off the table, though.
No, it's not on the table. He got it out of his pocket. Look.
I don't
it's
know.
There, and then he's holding it.
But it's red here, and then it's just purple.
Well, this is colored bad.
Colored bad?
Colored bad.
That's good.
Colored.
That's right.
I went to our school. That's what we call it. I'm just kidding.
So, he pops back in, and there's all these, like, crazy Kryptonian criminals and bad guys, and they're all like, blast you, we saw what happened. What do you want from us? He's like, I'm just gonna rub this shit in your face.
Yeah, he wants the last laugh. He literally says, I'll come back so that I can have the last laugh on you outlaws.
Yeah, and he's like, you were so mean to me while I was in here, and I want to show you that, like, good triumphs over evil. But then the flashback of them tormenting him, quotation marks, is like them calling him names.
Like, how does it feel to be trapped here with us, with unsavory characters like us, eh? It's like, suffer. No one will ever find a way to make you invulnerable to lead. And then poor Lamont, I was like, I'll be freed someday, I know it. Like, you mean you hope, huh? This is the mean thing.
So extreme bullying has been going on in the Phantom Zone. Mon-El was powerless.
They even show, and when Saturn Girl invented serum XY4, that one time she cured him, but only yes. temporarily. You see the Phantom Zone people, and they're like, ha, it's only a temporary antidote for poisoning by lead's radiation. You'll never get away from us permanently. These are the least mean criminals I've ever heard.
And they're all like ghosts. They can't really
can't
do
anything.
Anything
other than make fun of it.
Just like floating around, kind of.
So then he starts having... So then he's like, before I leave you forever, I want to tell some of you who may not know it how I became a phantom. So he decides to tell these criminals who he's been trapped with for 1,000 years how he got there.
It's a precious story.
It never came up before, somehow, when this tiny young youth boy of super origins.
They weren't really talking.
They seem to have been talking to him a lot.
Yeah, because he's like not going to engage them. He's not going to sink to their level and talk to them. Gonna ignore them.
But he shows up and he wants less left.
Now he does. Now he knows he's gonna get out. He just better not get put back in there.
Yeah, because Sarah, he's talked some shit now.
Yeah. But that was a big man when he's getting out.
So he proceeds to explain to them how he got... It's like a page. Like, it's a full solid page of him explaining how he got there to them.
Yes.
Which is the beautiful story of Superboy poisoning him.
Yes, let's
and
explain
nearly
the,
him.
The stupidity.
Yeah, so if you guys don't remember how Mon-El got horribly poisoned almost to the point of death and put in the Phantom Zone.
Yes.
The reason, the way this happened is he, did he crash land? How did he get to Earth in the first place?
He crash landed.
He crash landed, and when he came out of his little ship, he didn't remember who he was. He had amnesia. And Superboy shows up, and, this guy's got all the powers that he has, so he thinks he's from, like...
Krypton.
Where he's... Yeah, he's from Krypton.
He's got stuff that, like, is, like, stuff from Superboy's parents, and he thinks that... They think they're brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Jumping the wild assumptions.
Yes.
And they see his brothers. Then he also thinks maybe he's a horrible bad guy liar.
Yeah.
Superboy just thinks this guy's maybe a bad guy.
Yeah.
So he decides to, like, trick him. And so he paints a bunch of lead balls green, and they go to some planet together, and he's put the green balls there, and Superboy thinks this guy's a liar, that this guy's not really Kryptonian, and he'll pretend that these things are kryptonite, and the guy will fake that he's getting hurt by kryptonite like a Kryptonian would be. Except,
Groot Mon-El really does start getting all hurt because they're made of lead, and he's a Daxamite, not a Kryptonian, and lead is totally poisonous to them, and we've heard 50 times in this issue.
What? Lead's poisonous?
Oh my god, so if you're a Daxamite, it's poisonous to you. And it's not like, get you a little sick, like, kryptonite poisoning, it's kill your face poison.
Yes.
And so he's like, oh, Mon-El, you can stop faking it, I know you're not from Krypton, those are just lead balls, and he's like... And Mon-El's like dying on the ground. He's like, oh my god, I just got my memory back. All this poisoning is just brought back my memory. I'm a Daxamite. I'm from Daxam. And lead totally kills our faces. It kills us so hard. It kills us.
And Superboy's like, my bad. I'm going to put you in the Phantom
Zone. Yeah. He's like, whoops. This guy who I thought was my brother and loved and I thought was an enemy and tried to kill, I really almost killed him.
Yeah.
I don't have a way to save you. I'm going to put you in the Phantom Zone where I put all these other criminals.
Say hi for me.
But I like, because when Mon-El talks about this story, he talks about it like Superboy saved him.
Yes.
He doesn't mention that part where it's Superboy's fault. He's poisoned in the first place.
Yes. Beautiful.
Oh, so I wish the bad guys had brought this up, because he's telling the story to these Phantom Zone criminals right now. I wish they'd have been like, you realize that Superboy's fault, right?
Yeah.
They didn't say
you should
that.
Be a bad guy.
Yeah. You should want to kill Superboy.
Somehow that conversation never happened.
And that conversation, by the way, took 10 minutes. She's like, my 10 minutes are up, my friends are about to return me to the real world. Goodbye forever, villains. Now you have proof that good always triumphs over evil.
They're all
wrong. But that's not proof that good triumphs over evil. It's proof that the greatest hero in the world was an idiot as a child.
What Superboy was dumb. End of that story.
Yeah. I hope that's all the criminals came away with from that story.
It's like, it took me a while to realize that, like, Phantom Zone means they turn you into ghosts. Like, and you're, like, weird, omnipresent ghosts.
Well, it's like, sometimes that's what it does.
Yeah.
Sometimes being the Phantom Zone means you get to see everything going on in the normal world.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
But right now it means that, because they saw him almost get free before, and were making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
And they are watching him right now as he's rejoicing with his friends. And the bad guys are all like, Mon-El's gone back to the real world. And they're like, bah, I hate to see that goody-goody ex-Phantom reunited with his friends. And someone else there is like, someday we'll escape and destroy them all, blah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. By the way, don't make the freaking bad guy Kryptonians in the Phantom Zone mad. They're already bad guys. They already don't like you.
Yeah.
Don't make them even more mad, because they get out a lot.
Yes.
Stop making them mad.
Because people always find the projector and are like, what's this button do? Oh, it lets out all the evil people, I guess. So, that's awesome.
So then, for some reason, again, Shrinking Violet is talking so... Does Shrinking Violet really like Mon-El? That's all I can think of this issue.
Yeah.
But she really liked Marvel and she really likes Mon-El as well. And Shrinking Violet is like, I can hardly believe you're back in the real world for good. After all the years you've suffered as a Phantom, I'm so glad your terrible experience finally has a happy ending.
And he's like, do I know you?
No! But there's, I think it was cute though that they made a point of saying it. Because all I think when I think of Mon-El is, that guy's life sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's sad. So I'm glad she verbalized that, like, your life has been sad. I'm glad that you cannot be dying or in the Phantom Zone anymore.
Spoilers in the current comics, he's out, and he has a crappy outfit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not that bad.
It's not
as bad as
it's
it could
just
be.
That comparatively.
Yeah, we just like him in his cute baggy prints outfit.
Yeah, I like space prints a lot better.
So anyway, last panel. So he finally gets out, but he gets out to, like, dead Lightning Lads.
Oh, Lightning
like,
Lad's dead, yeah.
Let's go look at his statue. At least let's go look at his body.
Yeah.
He's like, so they're standing in front of his statue that has his
That could be him, his body.
It could be, it's really big. Yeah. Stuffed him from up there. So standing in front of his memorial statue, he's like, only one thing spoils my happiness. The fact that heroic Lightning Lad isn't alive to rejoice with me. Somehow, somewhere, perhaps on my homeworld of Daxam, I'll find a means to restoring him to life again. Really?
That's really optimistic and specific.
Does Mon-El think he's God? It's supposed to end of the issue, and then there's a little box underneath that says, will Mon-El make good his pledge? Watch for a thrilling sequel coming soon.
Well, whatever. Like, hasn't Superboy pledged to get him out of there, like, a million times?
Yeah.
For 1,000 years and
failed. He didn't do it!
Yes.
That's the saddest part, really, about Mon-El.
So maybe Mon-El's, like, going to promise, make an actual promise that isn't, like, a Superboy promise.
Yeah, and that Superboy promise, it doesn't get kept. It's so sad to think Superboy's like,
like, I'll totally get you out one day.
Yeah.
Except I'm not alive when the Legion's around, which means I didn't get you out.
Beautiful.
Sad.
Nice. Okay. Well, that was an exciting issue.
I liked it. Was there anything else cool in this, like, 17 months since we've recorded?
Rebels is still
awesome.
Every issue is, oh my god.
The last issue was super great. Blackest. I don't want to say what happens in it, but the Blackest, I totally don't care about Blackest Night. Like, I'm sorry if you do. She kind of does. I super don't, but I really liked the Rebels Blackest Night issues. Ooh. Were super cool.
We're like, maybe we can skip this, but we'll just get
every
it anyway.
Every time it's like a Rebels issue or something, but I'm like, I don't need to read this. Like that one that I was like, yeah. What was that one issue?
That was the annual.
The annual, I was like, I don't, because it was not about, basically I just want to read about Brainiac 2. Mm. I just want real docs. And I was like, I don't want to read that because it's just about these other bad guys I don't care about. And then I super liked those issues and it made me care about those bad guys. And then this Blackest Night stuff, I was like, I don't care what's going on with the 7 billion, like, lantern people. Not that I have anything against lanterns. I do not have anything against them. Except those ones that are, like, naked for no reason.
Yeah, I do not like that. I don't like the lady ones.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
I don't like girls.
You don't like girls? That's not true.
I don't like girls fighting.
But, so I didn't really have an interest, because I'm just not into that. Which I'm sure some of it's cool, but I'm just not into it. Yeah. But that issue was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was so cool!
Really awesome.
If you ever want to see the coolest thing ever, then you should read the Blackest Night Rebels issue.
Also, it secretly gave me, like, my dream. I can't even say what it is, because I want you to read it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it. But my dreams came true in that issue.
Yes.
By giving me someone, something. And it wasn't Brainiac 5. Though it did have a preview telling me it was going to give me Brainiac 5.
Oh, that's what we should talk about.
And Brainiac.
That should we talk about. There's a big event coming up, I think in March, and it's called Brainiac.
Didn't I even give you the link to it? Like, I don't know what it
you
said.
I think it's called Brainiac and the Legion of Superheroes.
I don't know.
It's called Brainiac something.
Something with Brainiac.
Brainiac something. Brainiac is going to be unleashed upon the DC Universe. He's going to do some awesome shit, and there's a bunch of previews and stuff of Brainiac 5 fighting him, and then Vildax fighting him.
Basically, what we
everyone's
going to
be fighting him.
Yeah, what we need to say is somewhere, something's going to give us Brainiac, Brainiac 2, Brainiac 5 all at once, and that's all I ever want in the world.
Maybe even more Brainiacs other than that.
I hope so he beats him with a stick, because that's what they did last time.
Yeah.
They were all in a room together, and they fought him with a stick.
Yes.
And that was awesome.
That was cool.
But, yeah. I like Brainiac 5.
I'm excited for the Brainiac Mania coming.
Yeah.
Brainamania.
It might even be, like, just, like, one panel on one issue.
I think it's going to be, like, a multi-issue thing, though.
Oh, really?
Like, over many different comics, so we're going to have to start buying 70 comics.
Well, it stinks, too, because, like, I need to catch up on, whatever's happening. So,
Brainiac
was in the stuff, and then I was reading those, and then it stopped being about Brainiac, and then I stopped reading them.
Yeah. But he's coming back.
Awesome.
He's coming back. He's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Hopefully, the only thing that it won't touch is, like, Detective Comics, which is cool. Has a lesbian lady. She's got red hair, and it's drawn really well. And
Batwoman. Your Batwoman.
And
Batwoman girlfriend.
She punches people in the face. But reading it, I'm kind of terrified that, like, you know, like, so, because, like,
it's too gritty and real. You don't want, like, Mr. Mixopus.
I'm Mr. Mixopus. Hello, Batwoman. And Batwoman's like, I'm in the middle of a really gritty, kind of, like, scary, like, realistic story. Like, I'm Mr. Mixopus. I'm going to fuck up your book.
It'll happen someday, lady.
I know it will. It's coming. It's coming. And I can't do anything to stop it. And then she's going to have to fight, like, a dude that's, like, got a giant fish on his head. That dude with the fit, Despero, that's got the fin, the purple dude. She'll have to fight him. And then, like, Green Lantern's got a bad guy that's, like, a giant shark man. It's a man. It's, like, a dude and a shark body combined.
Oh.
They might be Killer Shark or something stupid. And she's gonna have to fight that guy.
Oh. Is there anything else Legion related?
Then she'll go into the Legion Superheroes.
No. Is there anything else? Anything awesome?
I'm sure there's something we're forgetting.
I know, because it's been too long, so, like, stuff has been cool.
By the way, that Legion movie, not about the Legion of Superheroes. Just a warning.
It's about angels. We probably had, like, two issues of the I don't know what to call it. The comic that has the Legion in it.
Adventure Comics.
It's Adventure Comics. I buy it.
That's
what
the issue that we're also we just read.
I just look at her and tell her to find it on the shelf for me.
And I don't actually know how to read, guys.
Well, we haven't really missed anything because it's been Superboy Prime covered.
Oh, right, that's horrible.
Next week, though, there's going to be Legion.
But that stuff, I don't know if we ever talked about those because those are cute.
We talked about it a little bit.
We talked about it on that other show.
Yeah. But, they're pretty awesome. Yeah, the stuff that has the actual Legion
in it.
There
was a cute, it was a Sun Boy and a Polar Boy issue, and that was
cute. You don't know who Polar Boy is, guys.
Yeah, somebody who's cool.
You're gonna find out in a couple more
days. I don't actually know anything about Polar Boy either.
You're gonna really like him, I think.
And, oh yeah? Well, I liked him from that, I've read some things with him in it, but I don't really, I've never read his origins or anything.
Him is, the cutest shit ever.
I'm being so excited. Is he in the next issue? Because it's like...
I don't know if he's in the next issue. Okay. Don't make me look... Don't make me say
what's the next issue, we're wrong.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not going to say.
In a mysterious issue to come, I know that those people show up.
Adventure Comics is pretty cool when it does have the Legion in it. Yes. And when it doesn't, I'm crying.
No, I still like the parts with Superboy.
I do,
Superboy.
Too.
It's cute.
Yes.
But,
I was talking about the Superboy Prime thing that made me very
sad. I know. But then in the back of that issue was, the cutest Superboy thing.
I know.
So.
That shit was cute.
But,
Manipul's... If you like Manipul's art from the last run of Legion, then you will like this, because it's his art times a billion.
Yeah, just ignore the Superboy Prime parts, and just read the stuff of Khan.
Not important, don't worry about it.
Because the stuff of Khan is cute and well-drawn.
Yes.
And the other stuff in there makes me want to kill myself.
I know. It's okay. Yes. You get to see Lex Luthor and Brainiac hanging out, which is interesting, because they're both bald. And they're hanging out in a giant skull ship, which is also bald. And
they're bald.
It's interesting because they will cut back to them, but it's been a couple days, mm-hmm. So I kind of wonder what
they were doing.
Yeah, kind of are they just sitting next to each other?
I remember Nick wasn't talking to him at all.
Yeah,
didn't like him that much.
Where is he gonna get food? Is he gonna eat?
Yeah, I wonder if he's hey, Brainiac, do you have any food in this giant skull spaceship?
Then he gives him some chemical slime.
Yeah,
or
just this.
Yeah, it's like he forgets it exists and murders him or something.
I hope that happens.
Replaces with robot skull. Yeah, I added a robot skull to you in your sleep, and it's like, oh, Brainiac. It's a sitcom.
It's Luther and Brainiac.
Two bad guys and a skull ship.
Living in one skull ship.
Where is he sleeping? Because every time they show that room...
I know, it's just empty. It's just a giant throne and head plugins and stuff.
Yeah, and then he's got bottled cities everywhere. There's no bed.
He just lays in some floating bottled cities. He just sprawls... He grabs a bunch of them into a nest and he lays atop them.
So we have no idea... What's going on inside that ship? But it's got to be great. I wonder if they ever talk about hair.
What happened to your hair, Brainiac? Well, once I had a mohawk, you see. I wish I had a mohawk still. I want Brainiac mohawk mode.
Maybe one day.
It's I don't even remember when he had a mohawk. I just know that in flashbacks of him, he gets an awesome mohawk.
During the same period of time where Superman had that mullet that you're so fond of.
Oh, sweet. So that was my favorite time of hair for some reason in comics. Not in real life, I hate a mullet in real life. But for some reason, I find it very nice on his head.
You just want to run your fingers through Superman's curly mane.
curly mane. And Brainiac has a mohawk that just made that even cooler.
Yeah, that is pretty badass.
An awesome, giant, blonde mohawk. Nothing says badass genius more than a mohawk. Okay.
All right, so...
And then we've rambled about not Legion stuff for 20 minutes here. Yeah.
That's Legion vaguely related.
What we mean is Brainiac related.
Yeah.
Brainiac related gets
our Brainiac podcast.
Yes. This slowly becomes Super Future Brainiac.
Super Brainiac Friends Brainiac podcast.
All
Brainiac.
Means Brainiac here. Okay.
Alright.
Okay. That's it.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Yeah, and thanks for all the comments and emails. And we got so many nice emails and super nice ones going where are you guys?
Yeah.
And we're I'm sorry, we suck.
Yeah.
And so then we recorded, so you were very effective in guilting us into recording another
episode.
Yeah,
someone just sent an email.
It was super nice, so we're this is so nice. We're we should record another issue. Yeah. And because of that, I got in my car and drove over here. Yeah. So good job.
Guilt works.
Guilt works.
Yes.
So, yeah, so where can people talk to us?
Oh, right.
Because I can't remember our website ever.
You can find us at superfuturefriends.com. You can email us, superfuturefriends@gmail.com. And the same website is superfuturefriends.blogspot.com.
Yes.
The same.
Yes.
As superfuturefriends.com.
Yes.
It's all the same.
So if you don't want to add, like, a few more words,
yeah,
just go to Super.
If you don't remember things, yeah, whatever. Just keep typing Super Future Friends into Google and you'll get it.
Yeah, you'll get us eventually somehow.
Awesome. So we'll see you next time, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with our hiatus.
Yes, which will hopefully, like, stop because I'm supposed to get the freaking condo that this month. I'm also supposed to have jury duty February 1st. So as long as I'm not on a jury and I get my condo, you all will get another episode in a timely manner.
Yes. Thank you. Bye. We'll see you next time. Bye. Yes.